USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The head of the Department of Homeland Security says the border is closed. Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said Sunday that the administration is working to open more facilities to handle the influx of unaccompanied minors at the border. But he did not lay out a timeline for those facilities to open, nor did he clarify a plan for dealing with the current record surge of illegal crossings on the southern border. Mayorkas tells CNN that they're trying to put a system in place so that asylum claims don't have to be made at the border.
We have a number of work streams in place. As I mentioned, we are dealing with the needs of the children now. We are rebuilding orderly ways in which the children can make their claims without having to take the perilous journey to the border. And we are elevating our messaging so that the individuals do know that they cannot come to the border. The border is closed.
This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster?
That's right, we are.
And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
Miami Beach is cracking down on heavy crowds during spring break.
Police used pepper balls on spring break partiers as they worked to enforce a newly imposed curfew. It was brought on by Miami Beach Mayor Dan Gelber due to the pandemic. He said they had to do something because the crowds were so large.
At night, there is no question that it becomes a place that feels a little bit out of control or a lot out of control.
From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Federal prosecutors say 24 additional people have been charged in an ongoing probe into voter fraud, including two from Mexico who were accused of illegally voting in the 2016 presidential election. In a list of defendants obtained by the Epoch Times, the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of North Carolina identifies both as aliens. A slew of other defendants from 15 countries were charged with falsely claiming citizenship in order to register to vote. They face jail time and fines of up to $350,000 if convicted. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Michigan county will count the votes in its upcoming election by hand. Jeremy Scott has that story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
Commissioners in Antrim County, Michigan, voted unanimously to hand count every ballot cast in the May 4th primary, avoiding the use of machines from Dominion voting systems. Officials can't use the equipment because of a forensic audit done as part of a court case brought against the county, alleging fraud in the 2020 presidential election. The county initially reported a victory for Joe Biden before flipping the results in President Donald Trump's favor by thousands of votes, citing human error. Commissioners expressed concern that reprogramming the machines and then using them would violate a judge's order. Purchasing new machines would cost around $150,000. From the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
And a potentially hazardous asteroid made a quick flyby of the Earth on Sunday. The object, an asteroid called 2011 FO32, sped by the planet at more than 77,000 miles per hour at a distance of 1.23 million miles. NASA had said that there was no chance the object would be close enough to collide with the Earth, saying they've been able to track the orbit of the asteroid accurately since it was discovered 20 years ago. 2011 FO32 orbits the Sun every 810 days, but won't again be that close to the Earth until 2052. And the latest from the NCAA tournament, 11-seeded Syracuse moving on to the Sweet 16 in the Midwest Regional, defeating the third seed West Virginia 75-72. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.